Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Welcome, dear listener, to Leighton Stone High Road.
Yes, return to Wanstead.
Yeah, do you remember?
Didn't the recorders not work last time?
No,
or something?
These guys
happened.
Have never heard us go to
Wanstead.
Right,
Wanstead, okay, cool.
But we have been here before. So, from our point of view, nice to be back.
Yes.
And nice to see you. It's been a couple of weeks.
It has been a couple of weeks, yeah.
What have you been
up to? I was away last week, wasn't I? I was in... where was I?
Oh my goodness. Ireland?
Yes, I was in Cork.
Yeah.
Cork Opera House, which was really nice. Great gigs, good fun, a couple of nice little runs, actually.
Was it a good crack?
The crack was great.
Crack.
And it's been a sort of... And then I came back and watched the Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah, just to seal the mood.
Yeah, and then I watched in Bruges as well, so it's all been... A lot of Irishness.
It's been a Martin McDonagh season.
Yeah. But a great... Yeah, great gigs, and then came back and all the Rachel and Rachel was away for the weekend. So
next week you're starting a big advertising campaign outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yes.
Sorry.
So it's been I was just had the weekend on my own, so which is not great.
No.
But I was better than normal. I was doing
all right.
Where
were they? Where were the family?
Well, no, I mean, to be honest, the boys were there, but Rachel was away. So
she's the only one who actually spent time with you.
Yeah, well, because I missed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday because I was in Cork, and then one night, and then she was away again. So I'm not very good with that.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's fine. It was a nice week, actually. How about yourself?
And you say you got some running in. You're running in Ireland.
Just a little bit of trotting round down by the river there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was nice. It was the hotel was nice, and I've been doing a little bit. I ran for an hour and a bit yesterday because the weather's been so glorious,
yeah,
hasn't
you've
it?
Got to get out in it.
Yeah, and it's lovely again today, actually.
Yeah, because it's
absolute glory.
It's back, actually. We had a lot of these nice, frosty, bright days. Me and Kate had a day like this in Battersea last week.
Right.
But it's been greyer in between, hasn't it? So it's a return.
And how was Kate?
Yeah, lovely, really good. Good work. We were saying slightly, like, embarrassing thing to admit, but we were both like, so we're doing the London Marathon, yeah.
Cool.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Which is a bit, you know.
And how's her training going?
Yeah, good. I mean, she's just one step at a time. I think it's that classic thing of having a level of fitness.
Yeah.
So it's okay to, like, not super stressed 16 weeks out. But on the other hand...
It's a marathon.
Sometimes you come hard up against your limitations. So she's quite interesting from that point of view because... Yeah, she's just getting her head around the marathon. She's got her first ultra, which isn't a major. It's a non-traily 50, so it's just like the next step up from marathon.
Yeah.
And she'd just done a 10K. And the story went, she'd done the 10K and thought, I'll take it easy. I'll just give it a bit of a push. And that bit of a push was too much.
Right.
And she's like, oh, my God, I'm absolutely broken on a 10K.
Which can happen if you set too fast.
Absolutely. Yeah. And now she's... working towards London with a good clear idea of taking it, of not going all out, but knowing she's got to train. And then she'll be ready for the 50K, but at this stage, she doesn't want to talk about it. Which I think is just plain good sense. Very similar trail myself. if you've got a run of events that are all going to feed into each other, it's kind of better to take them one at a time, isn't it?
Yeah. But she's sort of in a post sub three reality as well, isn't it?
Exactly.
Sort of what do you want from it? Sort of.
That's right, and that can make it much more.
It can confuse things.
It can, but I think it can be positive as well. I think in her case, for example, this is amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it
absolutely beautiful?
This is
so much space.
This is on a par with Hackney Marshes, isn't it?
Well, you know what? We should.
The expanse
of it. One of these Saturdays
will
come here because this is where you clip. And look, I love that thing where you get skyscrapers hazy in the distance.
Yes.
It's so sci-fi.
Beautiful. It is
this
sci-fi.
Weather's actually quite misty from a viewpoint of view. You don't necessarily get to see everything, but the stuff you do see looks all kind of misty and amazing.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Yeah.
I was up on that terrace, you know, near you, the Park and Walk North.
Oh yes, yeah.
Looking, you could barely see the skyscrapers in the West End and in the city.
Right.
But they look fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, the other thing Kate said was that she had to pull out of the Berlin Marathon due to injury.
Right.
And it was like right on the line. You know, it was just a little bit before the marathon. It was just a little niggle.
Yeah.
The physio said, give it a go and see how you feel. And she started and it hurt and she stopped. And then within a month, she was back. So it was really poorly timed.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I was just saying how she just was okay with that. I mean, she was obviously gutted at the time.
What, she went to Berlin and had to pull
out? Oh, yeah. She pulled out of the marathon.
Right.
And during the marathon.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I don't think it was nothing.
Oh, no, of course it wasn't.
But I think the fact that she is in her post-sub-tree, I've done what I can do.
Yeah,
not to mention her Panda World Record.
No, not, of course
not. Which is also a major achievement.
Perhaps so, the major achievement.
And because she's done those two things, no, the threat something in particular, it's just, you know, another person, if you suddenly missed your Berlin Marathon, which you might be doing for speed, say, and you suddenly couldn't do it, and then you were fit again a month later, that could really break your spirit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas she's safe from that.
Are you sure she didn't just pull out of sheer boredom in Berlin?
If I slag off Berlin,
I just can't
Tom Wainwright is going to get
I just can't face this.
No, everyone loves Berlin.
You need to move faster. And you've run quite a way here, haven't you?
Yeah, I've run. Well, I'm up in my weekly mileage. I just got to the.
You arrived like run a half marathon already, almost.
Yeah,
sort
only five,
of.
5 miles.
Right, okay.
5 miles to the start, but it was it's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
And last week, I got a really good week in mileage wise and running wise. Actually, it was lovely, but it's so. It's just logistics once you start getting the mileage up, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, last week, one of
takes
the reasons...
takes time, yeah.
I was really pleased with myself. Oh, I've done loads of miles this week. But one of the reasons I did loads of miles last week is because I did my first run on the Sunday.
Right.
Don't normally run on Sunday.
That
so
changes
everything.
So I got
myself
everything.
A day, you know.
Yeah.
And then the fact that I ended on the Saturday...
Then you can get a massive...
I did a long run to park run.
You can get a big week there.
Yeah, yeah. I basically found time for an extra... 15 miles.
Yes, yeah.
And that's, whereas this week, I'm thinking, I'll just add 10% on for this week. So for specifics, that's 41 miles last week.
Right.
Hoping to get 45 miles this week. Get up this morning. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
How many
and you
miles
haven't had a run yet?
This week?
Yeah.
Zero. No, 0 miles.
So you've got to run 40 miles today.
That's right. So stay with me. See how far we can get.
Yeah.
But
And you've got kids round half term and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I was just saying to dear listener, I was saying to Paul just before we started running, it's half term's a problem. But it's a bit, sounds like I'm slagging off the old family, and it's not really the case because they don't need me. They're big, they're adults.
They're fine.
But it's
yeah.
nice that Julie's around the course because she works hardly ever see her in a week, normally.
Right.
But
you can't do your normal thing.
No, and I'm directing kids' shows. So it's as much. Jared Christmas and Hobbit the Beatboxer that are causing me problems because their kid shows are in half term.
Right.
So I've got to go and watch those.
Right.
Which are great, but just give a little insight what it's like to get mileage in when you've got a job.
Yeah.
I was dissing the compere at this gig. Julia came to my gig in Oxford on Saturday night.
Right.
There's quite a few teachers in.
Well, was this in Oxford?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
hello, mate.
There's a bunch of teachers in. And
who can be a bit mouth, especially at the end of term.
That's right. Well, it's half term.
Here we go. Quick. We can beat the bus.
Yep. Beat the bus. And so, compere's just doing classic comedian.
Right.
Teachers don't work very hard.
Yeah.
And I thought,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't know about that
one,
mate.
Don't know about that. So anyway, I went on.
Is that strictly true?
Is it true?
Yeah.
I went on and said, sorry to teachers, happy half term. Sorry, compere. It's giving me a hard time for how hard you work when he works for 20 minutes at a time, about three times a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair comment.
Right there with your teachers. And here we are into proper Wanstead Park. See if I can... My phone is working absolute 19 to the dozen. It's recording us talking.
It's
covering the distance. And I'm taking a photo. So if my phone explodes, you'll know why.
So that's a little run over where to get to the park. Is that part of the park, the over the road, or do we know that? Or
what are you talking about?
The bit that we just ran through, and then we crossed the road.
Yeah, sorry, we came across the top of Wanstead Flats.
Right,
it's just a sort of long, thin bit of woods, but I suppose it's still the flats.
Right,
Wanstead experts will correct me. And now they're kind of connected, so there's this kind of through line bit we're in.
Right,
and then
now we're in the woods.
We're in Wanstead Park, and we're passing the golf club.
Yeah.
One of the golf clubs, there's a couple, aren't there? But then we'll pick up Wanstead Park proper shortly with the boulevards and houses and lakes and so on.
It is nice.
Yeah, so I'm wondering whether I'm going to manage to get my miles up this week. But it was good last week. And and another thing about that is, you know when you run loads, and because you're a runner, you completely believe in that, and then you do something just slightly different. And you go, oh, I really hurt myself.
Right.
Oh, my body can't handle that. No. No, because it's not running. That's what happened with me is I did this 41-mile like week last week, ending with a run to Parkrun on Saturday.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I had to run for a train.
Right.
I had to get off the bus.
Yeah.
And get into Liverpool Street Station at like 8 minutes.
Well, that can catch you out.
Yeah. And so I kind of, I didn't sprint it, but I ran hard.
Because you can't, there's
in
no
my normal clothes.
Yeah, normal clothes and shoes.
Yeah.
Were you in trainers? Or?
Honestly, well, yeah, trainers, but not running shoes.
Yeah.
Also, trainers I've had for years, so they've got no support. And honestly, the rest of yesterday, little pains.
Yeah.
All around it, my insteps, my ankles, my Achilles, my knees.
And you've time to stretch.
Three minutes running.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too much. And I'm taking the mickey out of myself, but that's how it feels.
No, but that can. Those moments off exercise can get increasingly trepidatious.
Yeah.
This is nice again, isn't it? I mean...
Absolutely lovely. It was thanks for thinking of coming back here today.
Yeah,
it's
just a sort of... It's got a kind of wildness to it that I really like. And obviously it's discovering a new place.
And also, I think it's nice to come back now because it's kind of cuspal, I suppose. When we came, it was before the deepest of winter.
Yeah.
Now it's about to be spring. And the net result is that the conditions are very similar, which is good. It's nice to be back and experience that.
It's a we're sort of running on the edge of a beautiful lake here.
Yeah. Sun's shining. It's like a mill pond, isn't it? Except for that V from that duck going
It's like Mississippi, isn't it? You're getting that Mississippi vibe.
Is that an alligator?
Yeah.
Heads up.
Hello, mate.
Hiya.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, really nice. And you've got this kind of space. I think we were saying before, it's not dissimilar in basic kind of ground and tree terms to Hampstead. But it's a different vibe. It's a very different place.
Yeah.
But also, it's flatter.
Yeah.
So if you feel the sense of it stretching
much flatter,
out, you kind of get surprised by lakes and things.
And the weather's incredible to say it's meant to be snowing next week, isn't
it? Yeah,
yeah. Everyone said, oh, there's going to be a cold snap.
You fall for it every year, don't you? Because it's definitely around the end of January, beginning of February, you definitely get those hints of spring. Like they're just obvious ones, like days getting lighter and seeing flowers. But also subtle ones, but you just feel it. Some days it's a bit warm and you can kind of smell the world and your primal self thinks, oh, okay, spring. And then you think, that's it, spring's coming. But, you know,
there's always a bit of a snap.
The Beast from the East was in March.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine from here that that's going to happen, but it probably will.
But yesterday was the kind of day, although ironically it was one of the few days recently where you didn't go for a run.
Yeah.
Where it was just calling you for a run.
Oh,
it was so nice and clear and sunny and cool. It
I took
was
a
beautiful.
Train to Cambridge and it was, you know, just not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah.
Incredible. And anyway, I had a lovely one. 3 minutes for a train.
Yeah.
I had the wrong shoes. Yeah. I think something must have twanged.
And how was Oxford Glee?
You know, it's a nice gig. And
he tends to have a bit of a, in my recent experience, has a sort of a slightly yobby element as well to it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, it wasn't.
But playable.
It wasn't that like that this time in terms of the crowd. There were plenty of people in. They had that thing, I think we've talked about before, that it didn't feel like they were wildly comedy literate.
Yeah.
But they were bang up for it. They were really nice.
Yeah.
What was funny, as I say, is that my wife was there.
Yes.
And we met some friends from around there, because we've got history in Oxford.
Right.
We both used to live in Oxford, and we went to our... We were both living when we got to... Anyway, we hooked up with some friends and went for a posh meal, a couple of drinks, good long chat in the afternoon. And then...
And then you had a gig.
They went to this gig, and just that experience and the presence of my wife, who, you know, she's classy, but she's not snobby or fussy.
Yeah.
But just to put a lens on it for me.
Yeah.
This is pretty rough, isn't it, there, Bullingdon?
Yes, it is,
a bit like
yeah.
taking it to a gig at Biker Grove.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That is a one sticky, flawed place. I got a drink, and she's like, they got any glasses? I was like, oh, no.
It's quite...
This is
quite
a plastic cup kind of place.
I'm always quite reticent about bringing my wife to a gig. Perhaps it's because I talk about her a lot.
It's because you slag her off so much. Yeah,
that's but key. Also, it's just quite a grubby environment as well, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, yeah. You know? Hey, listen, when we came before, we went straight on here. Today we're going to take a risk.
Okay.
We go left. We go in, okay. We go left.
So far.
It's a risk, Paul.
Let's have a look.
I don't know where I'm going. That's but when good. We got lost in here last time, you can't go too far wrong, because if you get to a river... Don't go across it.
Yeah.
That's the trick. Well, that's a big tree down, isn't it?
Yep.
Massive.
That is a big tree down.
Into the woods. Have you done...
Rachel was in... briefly, Rachel was in Oxford last couple of days because her mum's thinking of moving there.
Right.
So they were looking at sort of retirement-y complexes there in Oxford for a mum.
Right.
And I think she's feeling it. I think she might give it a go.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Because it's a great city centre,
it's
isn't
a really
it?
Nice place to be. It's and it's one of those cities that's a good size. It's like...
Yes, it is, yeah.
It can be... It's got all the things the city has, but it's within the compass of... You can get around and stuff. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Mum's moving, hey? My mum's thinking of moving to Scotland.
Is she really?
Welcome to Scotland.
Wow.
Yeah, which
that's
is...
That sort of... I mean,
don't
that's because
get all technical on her, but that's quite far away.
That is quite far away, isn't
it's
it?
It's a whole other country.
Yeah. How come? What gives?
Well, I think that there's a place up there that she likes.
Cheers.
Thanks. Which is a sort of arty place that her and dad used to go on holiday to.
Right.
And she's looking at downsizing.
Yeah.
Where she lives now, where my mum and dad lived for a few years, it's quite new to them. They kind of broke the connection because it's near where I grew up. But in between, they moved away and came back.
Right.
So it's not like they've got loads of history there.
Right.
Left here and then right, let's risk it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to say and then right. I don't know if there's a right.
I think there will be, yeah.
We'll find out. And we were going between kind of, it's like a log laid out track in the woods.
Yeah, it is. It feels quite sort of managed, doesn't it? But it's good. Nice.
So she's not got super roots in the village she's in now, you know?
Yeah.
And she likes this place in Scotland. And she's very mobile and independent, but she's being realistic and looking to go somewhere where she won't necessarily need to get in the car and where she's,
it's got hard.
Nice amenities that she likes.
It's hard work to suddenly find yourself on your own as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And maybe you associate that place with your partner and you just want to change, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I get the feeling that's what's happening.
And it's strong, isn't it? I mean, I think that when it comes down to it, when you're working in solitude, it's important to be able to shift and change. You know, you don't want to end up stuck somewhere which doesn't suit you anymore. You know?
Yeah.
It's hard to know. But it's good to see. You also feel like anything when you're grown up, same thing in our lives. When you know, you know.
When you know it's time to go, yeah.
Yeah, when you make the decisions. Like the kids, so hard and exciting for them because they're like, oh, wow, I'm into this.
Yeah.
Turns out I do this.
Yes, yeah.
Whereas once you get beyond 40, beyond parenting, you tend to have a better idea of whether you're into something or not. You can have something that's absolutely fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
We'll give you loads of money to do this thing in this place. And you're like, nah.
Yeah. I know I should. I know I should, but it doesn't feel like...
Yeah. We found this wandering once there. We found ourselves in a massive kind of huge.
How would you describe
it? I don't know, mate. It feels like there used to be a house at the end of it. It's like a massive.
It's like Windsor, isn't it?
So yeah, that's right. It's like a really wide boulevard, if you will, but yeah. Grassy sward between trees. It's yeah. gorgeous.
Yeah, it is nice, yeah.
And like you say, it's like the long walk at Windsor. But no castle. Yeah. Where's the castle gone? Oh, that reminds me of something pretty specific. Someone got in touch the other day.
Yeah.
They were running in Birmingham.
Right.
And just happened to stumble upon, fantastic coincidence, they listened to an old episode. Yeah. And we were running in Birmingham on exactly the same spot.
Right. Nice.
What made me laugh about that was a lovely comparison. There was even a moment where the sun came out and the sun was coming out and all this stuff.
Oh, wow.
But I just, if I remember rightly, the run we were on, I just wanted to ask, were you running on your balls?
So is that a lake there?
Yeah. And the guy
said, hit the lake?
It's a wildlife photographer.
Oh, nice.
In front of it. I mean, that'll do, won't it? I'll get a picture of that, and I'll get a picture of this sward so people can get in touch and tell us how we should have described it. Look at that. It's a lovely place to run.
Running Commentary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh. It's lovely here, Paul.
Beautiful.
Also, it's nice to get the best of East London because we've both got around recently.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've been...
Here, look, we can go left here because we've done that before. We came up here and went around the top.
All right, okay.
So, yeah, I was in... This weekend, we're talking about being in Oxford. I was also in Stourbridge.
Yeah.
Get back to that, because the week before, Warrington Saturday, Durham Sunday.
Yeah.
I said to myself, we'll go for a run in between the two. It's so funny the habits we get into, because everyone, so many people go for a long run on a Sunday. And I'm very happy to run long.
Yeah.
Say, for example, a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Got to this Sunday, I was like, I could just sit around, couldn't I? I don't want to do it. And but I had this hire car, I was like, Uncle Watt, and he brought you the trail shoes.
Yeah.
How was it? It was when I remembered I had trail
get
shoes.
Out. Yeah, get out.
Oh, I can have a go on those. Long story short, I left them in the hire car when I got back to London. That's another story. I took some advice. Someone recommended a really nice run, actually, which I didn't do, because it's quite near Manchester. So I put that one in the back pocket for possibly even a day trip out from Manchester next time I'm there. But anyway, I went much further north.
Right.
It was between Skipton and Pateley Bridge.
Oh, okay.
And I was driving up there using the sat-nav, completely lost me. And in the end, when I saw some big hills, I just parked near him and ran up.
Nice
total
idea.
Total sort of dog run scenario.
Nice idea, yeah. Simple,
and that was
simple.
Really great. I looked it up afterwards, and I was parked at somewhere like Sea Houses.
Yeah.
Running north across Barden Moor to a rocky outcrop called Simon's Seat.
Right.
It was a fantastic drop away on the other side.
Wow.
And it was a wonderful, it was very, in terms of trail running, very easy, just easy tracks underfoot like this.
Sounds beautiful.
But, you know, all across the tops.
Yeah.
Absolutely inspiring. Just great up there.
Sounds great, yeah.
Yeah, lucky me. There's one point where I kind of hit this, didn't actually hit it. Oh, what did I put that there for? Big dry stone wall going along the ridge like for miles.
Yeah.
And it was just that brilliant mindset. I looked over to see the path going to this rocky top. I thought, I'll just go over there. Started running that way. You know, went steeply downhill. The top went out of sight. It was a good, it was a good 2 miles.
Yeah.
I thought, I'll just go over there. But in a way, I was right.
Yeah.
I knew the path went there. You just follow it where it goes. So,
they're great fun, those exploratory runs, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Very
and
exciting.
And when you put the mileage up, it doesn't...
Yeah.
You can do what you like.
You're just running anyway, so...
Yeah. Very, very nice. And I think it sort of taps into that... You talk about the different mindsets of marathons and ultras and stuff. Sometimes when you're running in the country as a... Maybe it's as a shorter distance runner, maybe it's as a city dweller, I don't know. You're running through the country, you're thinking, when am I going to get to the next bit?
Yeah.
Like, I've done that running on country roads as well. And they're not country lanes and things. Can be awkward, can't they?
Yeah.
You've got to be aware of traffic and all that stuff. But once you get out somewhere really moory, like in Yorkshire and in the Peaks or in the Southwest, you know, then you can just unlock.
Running.
You're just
yes,
running.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just get, it's just like getting 3 miles, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You think, oh, I'm enjoying this, I just run over there.
You're not tethered to sort of measuring landmarks and stuff, are you?
No,
you're just in
right.
there, yeah.
And at one level, you get back and you've run an amount of miles and it took a certain amount of time. But you definitely tap right into, I could do this all day territory.
Yeah, yeah.
Even I am doing this all day territory yeah. while you're out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was magical. And I really thank myself for going.
And that was what, in between two gigs then?
Yeah, Warrington on Saturday and lovely Gala Theatre Durham on the Sunday.
Right.
I've done, you know, it's quite infrequent, but down the years I've done it loads of times.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to go back. Very nice gig, full of people.
Yeah, yeah, that's
great.
Great
other act, sorry, thanks. Yeah, that was excellent.
I was in Chiswick on... At the weekend, I did it on Saturday night. And
Headliners,
yeah. Yeah. And Stevie K. Amos was on first, then Tiff Stevenson, then me, and then Steve Hughes last. I mean, that's a strong bill.
That's a bill, isn't
full
it?
Of very different people.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see Steve Hughes. I was very impressed with Amos, actually. I haven't seen him for years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen
such him. Such a charming, still as charming as ever, but his material's sort of deepening.
Yeah.
He's just a great comic.
He's a very compare performer, isn't he?
He was. And he still has that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got that sort of effortless line between charming the crowd while being contemptuous of them.
Yes.
Which is just a lovely way to be, you
it's
know.
It's great stand-up.
Like, I'm a little bit too good to be here sort of thing.
Yeah, which is audiences love, if you do it
And
right.
it's sort of true, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just really nice. Good fun.
Excellent. Have you ever done this one I did on Friday, Katie Fitzgerald's in Stourbridge?
I've gigged in Stourbridge.
It's for
Wayne. I don't know if it's that one. Yes, I have gigged.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. It's like a music venue at the back of a pub.
Yes.
Really nice.
I have done that one, yeah.
Very, just the audience are great. I mean, they're so
yeah.
into it.
Yeah.
I went there, we worked out, it felt like it was a couple of years, 7 years ago.
Wow.
And I walked in and everyone's like, hello again, Rob.
Oh, wow.
Enjoyed it last time. They got me to do the coffee song. I haven't done the coffee song in years. Yeah. They're like, do the coffee song. It's like, I don't remember it. How do you remember it?
Yeah, that's
lovely
right.
Gig. So, and then Stourbridge, I stayed over. Stourbridge fans, I was staying at the Seven Stars in Stourbridge Junction. And south side of town, Paul.
Yeah.
Run to Park Run. Thank you for the tip-off. Someone said go along the towpath. Really nice.
Yeah.
Up to Dudley.
Dudley.
4 miles along the towpath. I thought it was nice and flat on the towpath.
Yeah.
Gradual uphill.
Right.
Okay. Lots all the way. Downhill on the way back. Dudley Park Run. What a great reward for the Park Run tourist. It's really interesting. And also...
I imagine you get... quite a nice breed of people at Dudley Park.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so chilled, aren't they, the Dudley?
That's right.
Dudleyans.
There's just a real sense
Dudley.
Of simultaneously across various patches of the Midlands, there's that sense of real sense of identity. But because there's no kind of, I don't know, it's not, people aren't going on about it, you know what I mean?
But they don't have
the sense of identity that doesn't go, this is our identity. It just,
yeah, they've got a deep sense of identity without the sort of pride and defensiveness that can be a barrier
with that, exactly.
in other places, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No places.
No, we're not naming
no
places.
But
it is a lovely part of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, really good. And that ties in the thing about the parkrun there. And I think this is, again, you know, of course, there's loads of other places like this. But you maybe don't get it in a big city. Is that it feels like a really big, popular parkrun. Loads of regulars.
Yeah.
But of course, when you look at the numbers on the ground, it's not enormous.
Right.
So it can maintain a level of community
intimacy.
Activity,
yeah.
But you just don't get, even at wonderful parkruns, like, you know, I love Highbury.
Yeah.
Going to Birmingham, love going to Cannon Hill. But that's when I've been there and there's been like 1,000 people there. You know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
This
isn't
one
it?
In Dudley.
Yeah.
It was a Valentine's special. People are dressed up in pink and red.
Right.
A really good atmosphere. The usual people who've never been before at all. People who've never been to that one.
Right.
And then the run itself, I'll get to it, but it's really interesting and complicated. You just couldn't do it if there was any risk of 800 people turning up.
Yes, yeah,
it
yeah.
It just wouldn't be possible.
You go into the multi-storey car park. Yeah. You need a ticket. You need a voucher.
30
then, then you turn right. There's a lift. 5 in the lift. Then you're in the bull ring.
Third button doesn't work. Yeah. You slap your top one in the bowl. Yeah. I lost the accent. I lost the accent in the middle. So, yeah, because it's at this lovely kind of sports, what's it called, the Dell.
Right.
Athletics track.
Oh, yes, of course. Gym. They had a start and finish course. On the track, did they?
Start and finish on the track.
Nice.
Which is really good.
Which immediately makes me like it, yeah.
It's a lovely feeling.
Yeah.
But what you don't realise until you do it, or at least you know for sure when you've done it, people did warn me about, is it starts and finishes on the track, and in the middle, serious trail.
Right.
So it's really, it's
real
incredibly
combo.
Dynamic. Although it hasn't really got anything in the middle.
Right.
It's track and trail with nothing like this or, I don't know, Hampstead Heath Park. Anyway, yeah, twice around the track. And what's nice about that is it's very kind of levelling. You're all on the track. You set off and when the different speeds up all start to come together, there's plenty of room for everyone, of course.
Right.
And you peel off the track and kind of, and this is like, there's so little detail that if you had a big clog of people, or even if you just didn't have those 2 laps of the track and time to stretch out into like a chain,
yeah,
it would be disastrous. So you come to the track and you kind of zigzag up a little ramp past the doorway of the sports centre and out the gate.
Yeah.
And honestly, just suddenly from, makes you realise how fast you're going.
Yeah.
I was in my hotel room the night before, and just by chance, I watched those GoPro mountain biking videos.
Right, yeah.
You know, where they whiz down the hill.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, this is mad. I don't know what I'm watching this for.
And it felt like that.
I got to this part and I was like, oh, I see, it was prep for this.
Yeah.
You're going along the track, which just feels kind of soft and cosy and looking after your feet and everything, you know. And then suddenly you turn right and go up a hill around the post and through a gap.
Yeah.
Through another gap. And I was like, whoa! Whoa!
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was like that all the way. And then you go along the towpath for a bit, but then you turn right into the woods. And honestly, there's another element here. I keep finding a gap. I don't know, I don't know if it's to do with particular timings because it changes from event to event. But I feel like my current parkrun speed kind of sits 30 seconds behind the peloton.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And then at the front of everyone else.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I
yeah.
And I just end up running on my own.
Right.
But to this one in particular, it's worrying because, I mean, it's wonderfully marshalled. Some of those people really have to cycle off and stand in a very obscure spot in the woods to get you around, you know. So I would have been fine. But I turn into the woods and, of course, it's nothing like this. It's not all wide. It's like a muddy single track.
Yeah.
I can just see the guy in front of me.
Right.
Going off around the corner. You know, it's like a dream.
Yeah, yeah,
I can keep up with him. I can stand down the hill. Ah! Mountain biking video. And then you go down and down. And it's occasional sort of left and right turns, you're like, whoa! And then you turn and there's a long hill, muddy hill, proper hill.
Yeah.
Great challenge.
Sounds like a great little course, yeah.
And then eventually just picks up where you, just the first bit again, and you go once around the track at the end. And actually, I came onto the towpath and reversed the beginning.
Yeah.
Just as the tail walkers passed the other way.
Right.
So it just, I was like, this is brilliantly laid out. Like, yeah. But also for you, Rob, because that was pretty specific to your time today. But yeah, just before then, just when you're coming out of the woods, and I've been up the hill, thinking there's a long flat, but it's getting a bit more steady now. Like I say, these volunteers waiting at specific spots. There's a lovely lady going, come on, you go, and she kind of pointed down. And as I got to it, I just realised, it's a railway line.
Right.
You know, like in an old melodrama.
Yeah.
Full size.
Funny.
Sleepers.
Yeah.
And you're running at pace, getting over them. It was like, oh, I see. Oh, God.
Mind the train, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd like to apologise.
Yeah. No jumping on the tracks to speed up near the end.
Don't tell what you mean to watch on your face. Look at the crowd, you won't leave any trace. It's all the same, you jump with someone else's train. So that was great.
Yeah, that sounds good. And really, what was it like when you got on the track? Were you near anyone? Did you have a track sort of finished? Did you?
No, I
feel, did it feel dramatic?
I think
swooping
there was a guy,
in.
I think me and a guy were running at very one guy were running at very similar speed.
Right.
But I mainly had my sights on that guy in front of me in the woods. And he was a long way ahead of me and getting slightly further away.
Right.
But there was an arm between us. So he was a really good pacer for me. But there was one guy who was slightly in front of me coming towards the end of the woods.
Yeah.
And I really thought, don't overtake him unless you're, you know.
Unless you're going to.
Don't get tangled up with him.
Yeah.
So when I found that I was drifting gradually past him, so I did. And I think that there was a truth to that, because I don't know to what extent he was hanging on to me, but I think he wasn't far behind me.
Right.
But I didn't see him again, and there was no one in front of me. So
okay, so glorious isolation.
The finish on the track,
yeah,
really inspired.
Oh, yeah, it's really,
I doubt I went much faster, because I haven't really got that pace, but
yeah, good fun.
It was
though.
Very inspiring.
Yeah.
So the beacon. I think last time we were here, we get left here. Let's go left.
Yeah.
Look at this lake. I'm getting a picture here because I can get the ground in front of it. And so lovely. So.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and I'd really like to thank everyone. There was a woman called Sally came up and said hello and got a photo. She was wearing Dealey Boppers for Valentine's Day, so I hope she won one of the prizes. I found out later from Twitter that her son was there too.
Right.
But he didn't say hello.
Right.
Yeah. And apparently she embarrassed him by saying hello to me.
Right.
And also in the photo with the son, Dealey Boppers are gone.
Right.
No Dealey Boppers. Just tried to Dealey Boppers off. He looked up to Lord Boppers. But anyway, nice to meet you, Sally. Good to say hello. And the guy from there, I think, was who'd warned me about that.
Thank you.
Told me about the towpath and warned me about the track.
Yeah.
He was a, don't know his name, my friend. I probably do, I'm sorry. But he was a key member of the Dudley Park Run crew, so he basically did it in about 10 minutes.
Right.
And then was at the end. Scanning barcodes by the time I came in.
Right. Nice.
And the guy who came to the gig the night before, he wasn't there because he didn't live there. He works in the Stourbridge, but he came to the gig and was a running commentary fan. Hello. And he said, it's got this down and up, and you're going to, it's about a minute and a half slower than the usual park run, so
right.
Don't worry about it. And that was really good for my ego that he said that.
Yeah, because it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
And it felt it. Yeah. I felt like I'd run it steady and run it well. And I did it in 22 minutes and 1 second. You got seagulls, swans, coots, a family, a small...
Yeah,
cafe. Do you want anything?
No, I'm fine.
Can I get you anything? So, yeah, the only thing I can't help but think is that this is so nice and interesting. We'll definitely lose this recording of that last time.
Yeah. Well, last time I came here, I thought we've got to come back.
Yeah.
And this feels like a every month job, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Feels like something to add to the Hampstead Heath every month.
That's right. It's quite the contender. And it's nice. A bit, again, like Hampstead, we know our way around it a bit now. I mean, I know people are listening to us wander. But now you've done it once, you get the rough lay of the land. We're not going to get lost. It's not going to be a Dolby Forest type deal. It's all chance.
I had a lovely chat with my neighbour on Sunday.
Yeah.
David, who's a wonderful, lovely guy. And we have quite
serious... Is he the former doctor?
He's a former doctor.
Yes. So.
And we have quite serious chats about NHS and stuff.
Yeah.
And the last time I was there, I got a little bit freaked out by the ticking of his clock.
Right.
Every second was a just pronounced ticking.
Yeah, right.
And it was just sort of... making me a little bit anxious.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way that
like was... like something our Stranger Things for.
Yeah, just in a way that was a little bit irrational.
Yeah.
Because we talk about quite serious things and suddenly you're in this really serious chat and the clock's ticking.
And he just kept saying things like, yeah. You'll be dead soon.
Yeah, well, it is sort
Tempest
of like that.
Fugitive.
It is sort of like that a little bit. Yeah, you know, there's people popping off to the other realm in his life.
Yeah, and then, in all our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had a... So I was thinking... going to go around this Sunday. Let's just chill out about the time thing. It's fine. I got there.
Yeah.
And the clock's not ticking.
Right.
And then we was just about to sit down. And he got an alarm clock up and started winding it up. And just put it on the table. And he sat in front of two clocks.
I see. So it's his thing.
I wonder whether he's got a clock fetish. Some
you
kind
thought
of
you were being a bit crazy, but actually...
But maybe...
He might be a bit crazy.
I don't know. Or maybe he just likes the sound of clocks. Maybe he's thinking, let's keep a time on this so it doesn't get out of control.
Yeah.
We chatted for about an hour and a half and it was really nice.
I know what you mean. A ticking clock can be so stressful.
It can't... I don't know. It just sort of... I think it's a generational thing. I don't know, because I'm used to the sound from childhood, but not so it's not a sound I often hear in adulthood.
No, that's right. It shouldn't be. It should be calming. But once you tune into it, it's hard to tune out.
Yeah.
All the young people know about this. Do you know why?
Go.
It's all over TikTok.
Yeah.
That was my second joke.
That was a really good joke.
Second joke. Yeah. Give me a minute.
Yeah. Go.
Let's set
2 minutes of the show. But the, I managed to, I felt very mature on Saturday because I managed to, and on Friday, I managed to not get drunk when Rachel wasn't there.
That's impressive, yeah.
I kind of, on Sunday, I sort of caught up with that, and then she was back yesterday and Papa's Bolognese and there's a bit of wine. On a bit of a two-night run with the wine.
You came back?
Yes.
You compensated?
Yes, I did.
In an almost entirely negative way?
Yeah.
Now, we had a bit of that the weekend. So you had that day with friends in at my gig on Saturday.
See, I can't imagine having a couple of drinks in the afternoon and then gigging.
Well, that's the thing. It was very central. It was like two little bottles of beer.
Right. I think that's a beer. I don't drink beer. So.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing is, once you got to gig, it got harder to get a really nice drink.
Right.
And I was work.
Yeah.
So... like you say, I think that what we ended up with was kind of like, oh, we didn't really drink yesterday.
Right.
And I wake up on Sunday going, we owed a drink after yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and because it was a Sunday when my wife does her vegan catering.
Right, okay.
Which is frankly, A stupendous meal.
Right.
So nice. B,
nice.
Lunch.
Yes.
You know, all our main lovely family meals, obviously tend to evening meals. This kedgeree is a brunch.
Yeah.
And that is as per tradition. And the other tradition is I always have...
Cocktail?
Beer with it.
Beer
always
with
have
it.
Beer with it.
Yeah.
And anyway, long story short, we drank...
These are the best days of our lives.
All day long.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
All day long.
A little bit.
The beers in the
worrying.
Glass go down and down, down and down.
Put it this way. Yesterday,
all day long.
I went to do Sunday's...
the cocktails in the fridge go splish, splish, splish.
Mix them up, shake them down, break several glasses. Never mind.
All day
This is
long.
Where we're going to start with the garages. We're not going nowhere. We're not going to do this. We went the wrong way last time.
Paul and Rob get lost again. Lost
all right,
again.
We're going this way. Damn it.
See, these days we know where we're going. We're not going to go anywhere stupid.
Damn it. How do we get that? This has happened both times. You get to retrace your steps and you end up behind these garages. And hard right.
Right and then left, is it?
Yeah, let's do that. Well, this is nice. This is better. This is a bit like the Dudley Park. Imagine you're taking this really fast, you don't know where you're going.
That's a really great sign with fitness, though, that you're running faster than you want.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a really... I haven't had that for a long time.
And the track to trail...
So everyone's running too fast. What are we doing?
Yeah, that's right.
People and in the middle aren't feeling that.
No, no. And it's
probably, great. It's
not
a great
really
sign.
It's a sensible way to...
Yeah, it's a
really
great
tight with that kind of hunting box.
Yeah.
Really, of course, activated it so brilliantly. Because you start off twice on the track, you're thinking, oh, yeah, I'm just cruising, you know.
Yeah.
And then the moment you come off the track...
Well, the track really lulls you, and you're running way faster than you would normally.
Yeah, that's
like, just starting on a track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is, yeah, I'm glad we came here back. You can imagine. Can you imagine this? As fast as you can.
Yeah.
But I can see a lake, I don't know where the path's going. There's a yeah. tree.
Yeah.
You might slip. Who has read something? And of course, plenty of people just keep on running because I feel it driving me slow. Because everyone I can see is running faster than me and gaining weight. I didn't actually make the advice. I don't think I made it nice. It's maybe I did. Listening to Left Field. Yeah, boom, 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 boom. And I'm going, Nicky Marshall, what is that?
No rules, mate.
So we're just
had
weaving.
No real way of knowing in my heart.
We're just weaving our way through.
Take you with me. I don't care where we're going. See, still, one of these days we'll get famous enough that it's not a problem. You know, Adrian of Yoga with Adrian.
Yes.
Well, me and Julia are doing her 30 days of yoga.
Yeah.
And it is, you'll note, the middle of February.
Yes.
But the thing is, it's been really good. It's been very... Now, I think Adrian herself would really appreciate it because we have done it every day we could.
Yeah.
And just the days you don't do, just rack up.
Yeah.
We're about to finish the 30 days.
Not too bad.
But I think they're very sensible. Breaking it up a bit, staying with it means, hopefully, touch wood, that we'll continue.
Yeah.
Once you've finished. Anyway, the reason I thought of it, just brilliant. It's been fantastic. She's such a good teacher. Just the combination of making it easy and accessible and building a trust.
Yeah.
But still constantly changing it up and pushing you. And oh, it's just very good. Anyway, the other thing she's got that makes me think she's, you know, someone we can relate to.
Yeah.
Is she will segue into popular songs off of what she's saying.
Right.
But
nice.
Because she's international, she's moving global. She never sings that.
Right.
This legal's going to come after her, right? It's just, and you can hear, I can just hear her doing it. And it's just a lovely feeling. I'm sure we'll never interact with this woman, let alone become close personal showbiz friends. But when she goes, make sure you're in your sweet home.
Yeah.
Sweet home. You know, and she's stopping herself. And I'm thinking, I know where you're coming from. I know what's happening. That's the good stuff. So namaste, Adrian. And these to anyone, I'm sure that everyone else who's doing the 30 days of yoga has actually already completed it. Congratulations to those of you that have.
So this looks like the road that we cross.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just always doing a view. Do you remember we were along the track by these garages? Look, it's there on the other side of the ditch.
Vaguely.
We've already been by about 3 yards.
Vaguely, remember.
It's on the line. So it's all good. And also it gave us a lovely little echo of that.
Here we are.
That park run. And it's really bad. Honestly, that railway line, it was just preposterous. Because railway sleepers, they're massive, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Lovely lady in a vest. So
just
saying,
go down there, mate.
Well, you don't die.
Just go down there and break your ankle.
Oh, should we get it? Can we
get it? Yes, let's do it, mate.
We can't. We can't go.
Quick.
Four,
five.
Three.
Four. Three, two, one.
We made it.
Yeah.
There you go.
No problems.
So, yeah. Want to keep doing the yoga?
Yeah.
Staying with the exercises. Like, the bike has got easier. It's interesting how it isn't much easier.
Yeah.
It doesn't get easy. You just know you can do it, you know.
So, how long are you planking for now?
Still 5 minutes. Haven't got longer.
Right. Is
I've
it
just
down there?
I've just gone from a really bullish, why would you do it? You can't really make it, stubborn 5 minutes.
I
can actually do 5 minutes.
I can do this, but it's still hard, 5 minutes, yeah.
Now, sometimes, I might just be deluding myself, but sometimes it's getting near the end, I'm thinking, oh, it feels so hard, it's like, it's just because it's near the end.
Yeah.
If you had to go longer, you could do it. You know, I'm not saying I could go much longer. You can just see the artificiality of the line, you know what I mean?
of the time construct.
A time construct. So, again, keeping up with it and keeping it all in feels good. And just the very fact of dealing with the logistics of running, it's sort of nice to get to that level of training, isn't it, where you're seeking out your runs. And then with the possibility of trouble and mountains and back, it's a really good impetus to mix it up.
Yeah, I mean, virtually, I don't know about you, but most of my running involves a majority of soft surfaces nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, it just feels that's the way forward, you know.
Yeah. I don't avoid ignorance.
Right.
Ignorance, that's the same way you think it.
Yeah.
Although I do seek out nice places to run several miles of pavement to get.
Yeah.
But equally, I think we're more on the same page than it sounds. I think that I'm slightly happily after running experiences, whereas you're
I'm quite
happier
to
repeat.
Yeah.
Which is, I think that's because you're
along.
Closer to that unlock, which I need company the Yorkshire Dales to find,
I suppose if I'm running the same, like the Highgate Woods loop on my own, I can just switch off and think about other stuff, and you just get into that floating zone that I just like, you know.
Yeah.
But that's an example of a run I really like, predominantly soft surfaces.
Yes.
So pleasurable.
And this is a prime example of that. It's very soft surfaces, lovely scenery. As you say, we could do it monthly because it's so passable that it's going
to change.
Really interesting to see it change in the seasons.
Yeah.
But also, no hills.
No.
Basically, what?
Yeah.
We should really, I would say it's a classic, we should. We together went, that's it. We should do this park.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
PBs.
Okay.
PBs going on. We have John Lewis in York, Parkrun PB.
But knowing the undersold.
He has stakes in the company. Parkrun PB of 22.25. A PB of 1 second.
Get in.
Shave it. Get in, John. We have
Nathan D in Newport. That's the Welsh Newport, of course. This was an 8-mile event. It's the Lisswery race. So I don't know. I can't really sort of get a measure on how good that time is, but it sounds
eight
good.
8 miles in. Is that 59.37?
59.37.
That's great. 8 miles an hour. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. That's great time. Yeah, brilliant.
Great. My 8 mile PB is, I don't know.
Yeah. I've never run it. I don't know what you're on about.
Excellent work.
We have Pete Winder. Could be Winder, who took 19 seconds off his Abbey
Fountains
Abbey Park run time. 19:34. Well,
that's
done.
That's great, isn't it?
What
I love.
Well,
no, and always gone so funny. It's like no.
That's
he's
great.
He's already. No, this is Mickey Meehall Mac, which is
subtext of the PVs is Rob's handwriting.
Yeah. It's your dissing. I know people. I don't want to write them down. Anyway, Mickey is Mickey. Right here.
Mickey at South Manchester Park Run.
Who had last year, he had a heart, to use them words, heart episode. For 3 months last year, Mickey. But coming back to South Manchester Park. And
in
then.
The glorious time of 1939.
That's right.
Well done, mate.
Cram
well
PB.
Done, Mickey, after his episode.
Good on
that's
you.
Incredible.
Take care.
3 months in hospital. That's madness. Well done. Well done. So good to have you back, mate.
Also, not to be dismissed, raised loads of money for cancer research. Okay.
Well done, mate.
Come on.
Well done.
Just right. I've you've been the facts in the how many have you had? So
brilliant.
Great work.
Well
thanks
done.
For telling
well
us about
done,
this,
everyone.
Guys.
Keep them coming with
us. And you running. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you.
I love you as well. We love you all.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
As promised to my friend Neil, who reached out to me on Twitter recently, we'd like to dedicate this episode to Mark Bridgewood. He was a keen runner. He'd run 2 London marathons, sometime member of Stafford Harriers, recently died, taken too soon, sorely missed. Rest in peace, Mark Bridgewood.
Get.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.